Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming back next from 9 to 11. And when I say coming back, I mean Mason Crosby is back 9 AM today. You're not going to want to miss that. Right now, we're being joined by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can find him on social media at Sparky Radio. Sparky, it's good to be talking to you, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
The reason I wanted to have you on today is because for 2 weeks or so right around there, I've forgotten to tell you every single day, happy birthday and then happy belated birthday. So this was my reminder to myself if I can't avoid it now. So happy belated birthday. I'm only like 2 or 3 weeks late at the moment.
No, you're not that far off. May 27th. It wasn't that far ago, but I appreciate it. I thought you wanted to get me on to fight about the Trey Hendrickson trade idea.
No, that's absolutely why I wanted to have you on.
Media about. Yeah,
that's absolutely why I wanted to have you on. Before let's just get into that right away. So you have been proposing on social media a Trey Hendrickson trade, which is something in and of itself, I think, is a very smart idea to have. He is a heck of a football player. You saw the tweet that was out there. I think it was from Warren Sharp, but correct me if I'm wrong, that basically was like, nobody's done what he has done, save for what, Reggie White and J.J. Watt. That's pretty good company to be in. But let's just start with you walking through why you want the Packers to trade for Trey Hendrickson.
I think it makes him a Super Bowl team immediately. I think it puts him in position to win this division. I think it puts him in position to probably win the NFC on top of everything else. To have him and Rashawn Gary both rushing from one end, and now you literally don't have to blitz nearly as much as you're going to have to blitz if you don't have Trey Hendrickson. I don't have to worry about Lucas Van Ness not being horrible. I don't have to worry about Ingabari staying healthy. I don't got to hear about all the upside of Brenton Cox. None of that stuff. All I got to do is line up Trey Hendrickson and Rashawn Gary and go get the quarterback. And makes Kenny Clark's job a lot easier, makes Quay Walker's job a lot easier. I mean, everybody benefits from this if they go out and get Trey Hendrickson. Now, again, you're going to have to give him probably 4 or 5 year deal at around $34 million a year, somewhere in that area. And he's age 30, so I understand that. But as I've told everybody else, I do not care how old he is. Reggie White was, what, 31, 32 when they signed him to what was the largest free agent deal, or maybe one of the first free agent deals, when the Packers signed him. Nobody was screaming and yelling, oh, my God, he's so old. I can't believe they're doing this. Listen, I don't care what he looks like in year 4 and year 5. I really could care less. All I care about with Trey Hendrickson is give me 2 to 3 really good years like you've just done and give us a chance to win a Super Bowl. That's all I'm looking for. Put Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur and Goody and these guys, policy, all with a chance to put Super Bowl winner on their resume in the first 2 to 3 years of that deal. If they win a Super Bowl, it's all well worth it. Now, obviously, if they don't, then it didn't work out. But at least you tried. At least you try to put yourself in a position. Instead of being like the Aaron Rodgers situation, where you wait till the very end of the deal when he's old, and then you decide to try and make a deal to try and put them over the top. Why not do it now when you have a super young roster?
I'm totally for all of your logic every step of the way. In fact, I'll take it a step further. Reggie White was age 32. Charles Woodson was age 30. He played 10 more seasons in the NFL at defensive back. Julius Peppers, when they signed him, was age 34. He had three more very productive years in Green Bay and then played two more years after that in the NFL still. So, no, I don't think his age at defensive end. He's gotten better every single year, year over year over year in the NFL. I'm not super concerned about where he's at from an age standpoint. He's still got a good, you know, at least two, if not 3 to 4 years left on him. Again, even just based on some of those other big free agent signings that Green Bay did. I'm with, again, the logic overall. Now, where you might lose me a little bit is your trade compensation for Trey Hendrickson. Here's what else. I think it was, what, a first and a third and a future first, something to that extent?
Correct. Right, right. So I did a topic on the show as far as when Jeremy Fowler had his report last week about that there's a chance that he misses games, that he could sit out the whole season, he's so mad. Once that came up, I was like, okay, well, then what do we want to give up for him? And my thing has always been, and I know you're a wrestling guy because I hear you and Mitch Thundernell talk about constantly. My thing is, it's just like, you know, the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase from back in the day. Everybody has a price. Now, you can sit here and try and be that guy that says, well, we're going to try and get him on the bargain. We're going to try and get him cheap. We're only going to give up a third-round pick for him, or we're only going to go up Lucas Van Ness and a five or something stupid. And then you don't get him, and then it never happens, right? And then you're kicking yourself because you didn't give up enough to get him at that point. And to me, that's a big, big issue at this point that you have to figure out. Now, the other part about this as well is, look, man, it's not like this team has had a tremendous amount of success with first-round picks one way or the other. Maybe you offer them a first and a third, and they go, yep, that's good enough for us. Nobody else is going to offer us that. You don't even have to offer up the second one. But I'm going to go in aggressive and try and get this deal done as quickly as possible. I'm not going to go in and try to get into a, you know, 3-month-long conversation about whether or not we're going to get Trey Hendrickson. I want him here as soon as possible with our coaches, learning the defense, with our strength and conditioning guys, and let's get this thing done and don't think twice about it.
Yeah, and for sure. I appreciate all of the fact that I think he would add a ton to this team. I think, the compensation is probably cheap. I think one of the reports out there was that the – so the whole thing was like Hendrickson and his agent were like, we can get you, if you offer, allow us to seek a trade, we'll get you a first round pick. And they couldn't get it. And then the Bengals didn't do it. They said, well, if we can't get a first, we're not doing it. So I think a first is enough to get it done. And Sparky, I will tell you right now, if you told me that the Packers made this move and they gave up next year's first round pick for Trey Hendrickson, I actually think they could probably get like a 5th round pick in return for it as well. But I digress. Doesn't matter. If they give up the 1st round pick for Trey Hendrickson and gave him the huge contract, man, is there anyone in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Packers land, anywhere that's not flipping excited and freaking out with that deal? I don't think so. I think everyone is so unbelievably happy that they went out, made that aggressive move. And like you said, paired Trey Hendrickson with Rashawn Gary. You've got LVN as the first guy up off the bench. It makes, like you said, the defensive tackle group healthy, or like just their jobs easier, I should say. I'm all for it. I think it makes, you know, what you're probably doing is you're certainly sealing the fate of Jair Alexander in that situation. I don't think you can bring Jair back and bring in Trey Hendrickson. I think that's probably just a step too far from a financial standpoint. I think you're probably making it so that's a done deal. You just can't at that point. I also think that you're going to have to really do some soul searching when it comes to free agency, and not just free agency, but resigning guys next year. You probably still get back Zach Tom, but that becomes a little bit more of an issue when you've got another $35 million player on the roster when Zach Tom's about to get probably $28 million in free agency next year. You're going to have to make some decisions, but if that even means that, you know what, instead of Zach Tom, we just have to bring back Sean Ryan and we're going to kick Anthony Belton outside or Jordan Morgan outside or something like that, I think I can live with that, and I still like what Green Bay would be able to do with Trey Hendrickson this year. So I don't hate the overall idea. I think the compensation just might be a little bit steep.
My point was just go for him. Like, for instance, sure. I think it was Friday I did a thing of, would you, if you really wanted a player, would you ever do a Bears deal for Ricky Williams? If you really wanted a player, would you ever do a Herschel Walker type deal to get that player you really wanted? And my answer was, absolutely I would. If I thought a player would win me a Super Bowl and that was the missing piece and would solidify it, absolutely I would go push all chips in and try and go get that player. I got one for you, Andy Herman. Tell me the last trade that the Packers made that made a huge impact on them and what the compensation was they gave up.
Malik Willis, seventh round pick last year. Now, let's see. Huge trade that the Packers traded for. So they didn't trade, obviously, for any of the... I mean, it was probably, what, Brett Favre, Amon Green? You know, one of those two would probably be the big ones.
The last one I can remember is Ryan Grant, where they traded to the Giants in training camp, and then he was pivotal on that Super Bowl run. But that was the last one. Amon Green for Fred Vincent, right? Fred Vincent couldn't stay healthy for the Packers, and he had issues fumbling the football or whatever else in Seattle. So obviously that was a really good deal for the Green Bay Packers too. And obviously the Favre one obviously is a no-brainer. But my point is they don't really use trade to acquire players in this organization's history. They really don't do that a whole bunch. Not something they participate in because, again, under Ted Thompson, draft picks were gold. But if there was a better track record in first-round picks, maybe I could get down with, oh, I don't want to do that. But at this point, there's not a great track record in the first round. So go get a guy that you know you don't have to worry about. Well, you know, when he's 28, he'll be really good. Well, you know, if he worked really hard this offseason, then you saw the Lucas Van Ness videos that came out. There was nothing inspiring about that. Looks different.
No,
there was nothing there.
No, I totally agree. I mean, we can see workout videos forever. It's got to translate on the field. I think LVN can get better this year. I don't have a ton of faith that he's going to take this major step in any real way, shape, or form. And again, it absolutely would transform this team. I have less concern, honestly, about trading away the first than I do about giving him the massive contract that's just going to affect your salary cap for the next few seasons. But hey, scared money don't make money, as they like to say. And I think maybe you expected me to come in and poo-poo this whole thing. I'm not against it. I would be very interested to see if they could make something like this work. I just really don't expect them to come in and do anything like this. But hey, I would be pleasantly surprised if I was wrong. But, let's talk. Oh, go ahead, Sparky.
But one thing. This is the one thing we don't know, Andy Herman. We don't know Ed Policy. We don't know the personality of Ed Policy. We don't have any idea. Like, I put in for Ed Policy. I'm trying to get him on our show for, like, the last month. I want to know what his personality is. Like, is he going to be a guy that's going to go Brian Gutekunst's and be like, go get the player. Let's win this damn thing. Enough of screwing around. Let's just try and finish this thing off and try and go win. Remember, you know, what was it? Is it his grandfather, I think, was Carmen Policy, or however it works out from the Niners? I mean, that to me, or his dad, whatever it is, I mean, that to me is something that we don't know. Murphy was more chilled, kind of laid back, and kind of let those guys do their work. Bob Harlan definitely did not interfere or say anything. We don't know about Ed Policy.
Hopefully there is no interference. Now, if that interference is saying, like, hey, I want you to be more aggressive, that's like a fine level of interference. I'm cool with that. That's totally fine. Just, I think you still got to let those guys cook. But hey, if he puts a little bit more pressure on to say, hey, I want a little bit more bold, I want a little bit more spicy, I'm totally cool with that if that's the level. And they maybe do go and get someone like a Trey Hendrickson, would be all for it. We'll see. That's going to be a very interesting change in the Packers organization to see if there is any effects of that moving forward. We're being joined by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily, of course, right here on The Fan. You can find him on social media at Sparky Radio. All right, Sparky, we had week one of OTAs last week. We're going to get another practice that's open to the media tomorrow. What were your takeaways from last week? What are you hoping for this week?
I just, you know, again, it's shorts, whatever else, but Matthew Golden apparently looks pretty good, so that's nice. I'm always interested in the offensive line right now, seeing what this is, because at the end of last season, they talked about, you know, Rashid Walker being in competition with Jordan Morgan. And I just kind of laughed and snickered and said, yeah, okay, if you say so. I wanted to see where Belton was going to be, the escalade. There's going to be a tackle or guard, and how are they going to play him going forward. And early on, you kind of saw escalade being at right tackle behind Tom, and you saw Morgan being at left tackle. I just don't see how he beats out Rashid Walker. I don't. And at right tackle, I don't see how Belton beats out Zach Tom either. I just think for both of those guys, I think at the end of the day, both guys are going to be competing with Sean Ryan for right guard by the time we get through training camp.
Yeah, I certainly don't think, obviously, Zach Tom's going anywhere. I do think Belton and maybe even Morgan could be competing with Ryan. I think Walker will win that. It would not stun me if Walker and Morgan rotated at left tackle to try to, like, Walker's the better, but they want to get Morgan set there for next year. And then Sean Ryan rotated with Belton at right guard. Ryan's probably better, but they want to get Belton ready for next year when they lose again. Right. Probably both Sean Ryan and and Rashid Walker in free agency. But I'm very interested to see how that plays out. And we just know that they're going to rotate those guys in and out through the course of the next however many months before we get to the regular season. And they try to put their best five guys out there. All right, Sparky, before I get you out of here, you had a great interview with Warren Sharp. Of course, he had that tweet out there about the Packers receiving issues. What were sort of your key takeaways as you had the opportunity to talk to Warren?
Way on God's green earth that Wicks and Reed will possibly be that bad again this year. There's just no way. Like, if you look at their numbers from 2 years ago and then look at the numbers last year, it was pretty dramatic how bad they got. Like, I just don't see any way possible they're the two worst receivers in football again this year. I would be absolutely stunned. And if they just improve a little bit, I mean, you heard Warren Sharp throw out the numbers. I mean, Jordan Love's completion percentage goes up astronomically. If they're just kind of average down the middle and around that 5% error, 5.3%, I think, is the average for his error metric that he has. And again, I encourage all of you. He's got a book that he does each and every year going over teams. It's great for fantasy football players and all of that. If you go listen to the interview, normally it's like $35. You can get that book for $1 right now. If you go and listen to the interview at the Fan Milwaukee or the Odyssey app, it's 500 pages. It has team sections for every team. It's amazing, and you'll really, really thank me on Fantasy Football Draft Day.
Yeah, Warren Sharp does an incredible work. That was a great interview that you had with him. If you missed it, check it out over on the free Odyssey app or on the FanMilwaukee.com. Spark, you are a legend. What do you got cooking on Wisconsin Sports Daily today?
Well, we got to talk about the Brewers, obviously. 7-game winning streak. I came into this thing on Friday when we were doing Wisconsin Sports Daily, Charlie using it myself, and I was just like, you know, if they get one win, I'd be pretty happy. I have money. Come back 500, I'm good. If they get two wins, I don't want to hear any more about how bad they are. That's all behind us, and then we get back to being the Brewers of old going forward. I did not see a sweep coming. I did not see, like, 17 runs coming against the Phillies pitching staff. And it was truly something to behold. And now, again, Yelich got hurt, but, again, they got lucky, right? It doesn't look like it's anything serious with his hand. So you're good there. You got pitching coming back. They all of a sudden went from, you know, April to middle of May of, oh, my God, they may have to be sellers at the deadline, to yet again, you know, if they keep playing this way, you know, for the next couple of weeks or so, they're going to be buyers again at the deadline.
They're 11-3 in their last 14. They were, now you can't see this on the radio, but they were this close to being 14-0. They lost to the Orioles in 11. Remember, they had the opportunity to win that game. They lost to the Pirates in 10, winning extras in that game. And then their other loss to the Pirates was a 2-1 loss, lost by only one run. So three games that they had every right to potentially win. We were very close to talking about a 14-game win streak. Still 11-3 in their last 14, 7-0 in their last seven, including a sweep in Philly, where it's always a struggle going 3-0. I was having the same conversation with Mike Spofford over at OTAs last week, talking about, man, if the Brewers could just get one from Philly, it would feel like it would be just like keeping that momentum going. And man, going 3-0 was absolutely amazing, including that 17 run outburst. Hopefully they can keep it trending today, and we'll talk about the leadoff show with Tommy here in just a moment. Sparky, you are a legend. I cannot thank you enough. We'll follow you, of course, at
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sparky Radio, and check out the radio show later today. I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Again, happy belated birthday, and enjoy the rest of your Monday, my man.
Always fun. Thanks for doing a great show, buddy. Take care.
I appreciate that. You as well. That is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Again, follow him at Sparky Radio. And again, later today on Wisconsin Sports Daily, we will be right back with more Pack-A-Day Radio Show right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.